Now, images of Australia's bushfire crisis made world headlines and prompted volunteers right across the globe to come help with the cleanup and recovery. Stephen Wynyard is one of those volunteers. The 70-year-old runs a health resort at Stobow Castle in Scotland and travelled to Kangaroo Island to help Blaze Aid build fences on farms. Up until a few weeks ago, he'd never held a hammer or a drill. But as I found out, that hasn't stopped him from lending a hand.
I live in a small town called Peebles, which is about an hour's drive south of Edinburgh. And I was sitting in the sanctuary of my home, kind of watching Australia burn. And I thought I would come out and see what I could do to help.
What was the media coverage like in the UK in the midst of the bushfires here?
Huge. The coverage was huge. And Kangaroo Island, maybe because of the name of the island and how it resonates with Australia, featured very highly in the national news. And, you know, I kind of thought, you know, over 100,000 Australians have made the ultimate sacrifice in two world wars and in other conflicts across the globe to preserve our way of life, our freedom. And so this is me helping, maybe pay back a little bit.
So you saw the vision and you decided that you would come out. What were you sort of leaving behind? Because like you said, you manage a business.
Well, a totally different lifestyle. You know, for the first time in my life, I held a hammer, a hand drill the other day. I'd never been near a fence before. I didn't know what I could do to help. And I was just directed here by Damien, who runs the deli in the high street here in Pandana, to go around to Blaze Aid. So I came in, introduced myself to Anne and Greg, the coordinators, and said, hello, I'm from Scotland, how can I help? It was very, very sort of impetuous. I had no idea what I was coming to, but it's been a very humbling experience.
And I understand you've done what many people have done before, and that is underestimate the scale of Australia, because you flew into Sydney, but how long did you think it would take until you got to South Australia?
Well, to put it into perspective, you know, Edinburgh and Glasgow, our two main cities, it's an hour's drive. And I thought, oh, okay, I thought Adelaide was going to be about a three-hour drive from Sydney. And what's blown me away about Australia is the warmth and hospitality of the Australians, but also the sheer size of the country. I had no idea at all how big Australia is.
Many, many people are like that. When you try and put it into perspective and you go, okay, take Europe and put it lots of times, it'll fit inside Australia. When you got here, like you said, this is new. It was a completely different change of pace, new skills. What's it sort of been like going out to farms and cleaning up and building fences?
Well, very humbling, meeting the farmers, talking to them. Some have lost their homes. As I heard in an earlier interview, you know, many have lost thousands of livestock, mainly sheep. Fences are burned, and that's really where Blaze Aid, I think, comes into its own. It's a wonderful organisation. Some of these farmers are pretty traumatised, like, you know, we had in the UK 12, 15 years ago, mad cow disease. This is on a different scale, and it's very, very difficult to actually take in the scale of the devastation. You have to see it to believe it.
You were telling me that in the morning before you head out at 6:30 to go out and do the repair work, you play something to the other volunteers.
Yeah, just after the sort of morning muster when we go through all the health and safety rules, just for a little bit of fun, I play some Highland music or the Flower of Scotland just to amuse everybody, really, and it goes down very well.
Does it get them straight out the door with the bagpipes, or?
Oh, yeah, you know, they just lifts their spirits a little bit, let's put it that way. It's all good fun and seems to be quite well received. So there we are. No, all good fun.
What's your family thought about you coming out here to help with the rebuild?
Well, yeah, I'm probably a little bit eccentric in life, but I think they're fairly proud.
How long do you intend to stay here for?
About another 2.5 weeks. I fly back from Sydney on the 18th of March. My last working day here for Blaze Age will be the 12th of March. But I think I'll allow more than 3 hours to get back to Sydney.
You might need a bit more time and maybe stop and see some of the sites along your way after working really hard. And it is a bit of a multicultural hub. That's sort of how I was describing it before. There's lots of backpackers that have come from different parts of the world. What's sort of the vibe like, I guess, at the end of the day when you're all back and you're having dinner? Like, have you met a lot of interesting people?
Oh, and just a whole cross-section of society and different ages, you know, from youngsters. I think the average age of the volunteer, according to Greg, at Blaze Aid is about 66. Well, I've just turned 70. So, it's a wonderful interaction with the other volunteers. And I must admit, I don't think I've ever laughed as much over the past 2 to 3 weeks as I have since I've been in Australia.
How will you remember your time here in Kangaroo Island?
An incredibly humbling experience. There's no other way to describe it. Yeah, it's been difficult.
Would you recommend this to other people to come out and help?
No, absolutely. In fact, I was in touch with Stephen Marshall's office to see if we could get some sort of website up to encourage more volunteers to come from the UK and from Europe, because at the same time, they would be acting as tourists. They'd be spending money locally. And what I've learned is the biggest concern is the local economy, the health of the local economy. And you've now got the sort of double whammy of the coronavirus. So anybody in the UK and Europe that can come across here and help out will also not only aid the relief effort, but help the local economy as well.
A truly fascinating man. That is businessman Stephen Wynyard.